You are listening to the Developing Up Podcast.
This is the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer.
Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Jake. I just had a delicious bag of Doritos.
Were they red ones or were they blue ones?
I am a fan of the red Doritos.
I am a fan of the blue ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know the story of the blue ones, of the Cool Ranch Doritos?
They were conceived in the Big Bang, and that is the greater power that we look up to. No, I don't know.
I'm like, I was just waiting to see where you're going with it. Well, actually, if you read the book Taking People With You by David Novak, he's this accomplished guy he heads up Yum, who, like, they're the parent company they're an offshoot of Pepsi, parent company of Taco Bell and all these other companies. Anyways, he does marketing stuff, and earlier in his career, he was tasked at Doritos to make them bigger and better and come up with a new solution. And so he brought his team into a grocery store, and they're like, all right, go around, see what catches people's eyes, what's important. And they came up to like blue cheese dressing and other things that had like nonsense words in them, and they're like, ranch, like ranch stuff, because that's what it is, and like Hidden Valley Ranch and ranch this, ranch that. And he's like, oh, what about, like, they came up with Cool Ranch Doritos and used that, and it became, it's actually the number one Dorito flavor. It beats out nacho cheese.
That doesn't surprise me at all. It's absolutely heavenly. Thank you for that, though. I did not know that.
And yes.
It's always good to know a history about some of your favorite things.
The more you know, Jake, and the more you read. I love reading.
Do you know that introverts tend to eat the red chips more, and extroverts tend to gravitate more towards the Cool Ranch?
I did not know that, Jake.
It's a fact.
Really?
Yeah. We'll put that in our show notes.
I want to read that study. I really want to see that study. So welcome, listeners, to another exciting episode of the Developing Up Podcast, the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer.
And if this is your first time joining, well, still welcome. Even if you have lost interest, you at least now know something about Doritos.
Yeah, if you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener, I would love to know which type of Dorito do you prefer.
So this is episode 23 of the Developing Up Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about keeping your day fresh as a developer. And this can be whether you're a developer in the office or whether you are a developer at a coffee shop, if you're a freelancer, or even if you're just working at home, how to keep your day fresh and avoid slipping into a state of routine monotony.
Yeah, and Jake, as we discussed in like episode 3, you know, if you fall into monotony, you can risk burnout.
Yep, burnout was episode 3. That was actually a really great episode, one of my favorites, actually. You can find that at developingup.com/3. And in that episode, we talked about how to avoid the pitfalls of burnout. And we talked about the 3 different kinds of burnout. And what was the frenetic
burnout?
Frenetic burnout.
Or like overloaded, right? So this is where the more you do, the more stressed out you get, and you build on top of that. So it becomes self-induced, and it's hard to get ahead of the work you're trying to do because you're just stressing yourself out. You're piling more into your plate than you can handle.
Right. And not to be confused with the worn out kind of burnout, where you're constantly overworked by someone else or by another source without the chance to come up for air. And then we also talk about the lack of development or the under-challenged burnout, which is where things just become mundane because you're not being challenged. And that's the one I think is probably most directly the pitfall of not keeping your day fresh.
Jake, I agree with that. Under-challenge for developers, when you're under-challenged, it is easy for work to become boring and monotonous and mundane, and you're robotic and doing the same thing in and out every day. That's one of the things that, you know, we like as developers, being challenged, being our minds stimulated, being able to solve problems because we're problem solvers.
Right. I know my favorite days are the ones where I wake up and I know what I have ahead of me that day. And it's something that I know is going to challenge me. I know it's going to be difficult to figure out, but I know once I figure out, it's going to be rewarding. As opposed to the days where you wake up and you don't even want to get out of bed. You don't want to go to work. You don't even know if it's Wednesday or Thursday. You hope it's Friday, but oh man, turns out to be Tuesday. Those kind of days are the ones where you probably need something to switch things up a little bit.
Yeah, when your day becomes a slog, you may need to think about how to refresh your development day and the work that you do.
Right. So we had discussed the importance of recognizing an impending burnout, but to take it a step further, we can also prevent it by keeping our day fresh. So in this episode, we'll talk about that. We're going to discuss the why of keeping your day fresh and then also how. But Mike, let me start off with a question. What comes to mind when you think of keeping your day fresh? What does a fresh day look like for you?
Jake, for me, I'm trying to think through this. Keeping a day fresh, you hit on it a little bit with something you said just a moment ago. It's those days where I wake up and I am excited to come in the office because I know I have a challenge ahead of me. It could be from the day before leaving off maybe a task that I'm going to work on, like having something new assigned to me, something I have to accomplish, and then being like, yeah, I get to work on this today. I get to solve this big problem. I can't wait to start working on it, diving into it, seeing what I can come up with. Like, those are the fresh days for me, as opposed to ones where I come in and it's just like checking the boxes of what I have to do, same thing, in and out. So what fresh means to me as a developer is coming in to the office, solving a new challenge, dealing with a new technology or a new problem, a new ask, and getting to dive into it and just go crazy.
Right.
How about you, Jake? What does it mean for you to keep your day fresh?
So for me, sometimes I get a little bit nervous when I'm learning new technologies because I'm afraid of how steep it could be, or I'm afraid of hitting a wall. Once I get over that hump and I am into the rhythm of it, and there's still a lot of unknowns, but I feel comfortable enough with the technology that I'm going to be able to uncover that. I'm going to be able to unravel that challenge, and I'm going to be able to tackle it, and I'm going to feel accomplished. And then the day goes by, and all of a sudden, it's time to go home, and you just have no idea where time went. That's what fresh is like to me, and being able to look forward to doing that the next day and hopefully days thereafter that. Good times. I'm getting all nostalgic and excited.
Well, that's what I like about every episode we do, Jake, because it's a fresh chance. It's the same thing. It's recording a podcast episode, but it's a brand new topic that we may have the same or different opinions about, and it's always exciting.
Right, and I love talking about Doritos, so it's good times all around.
Real quick, listeners, let me interject. We usually do this at the end, but I'm immediately curious about what a fresh day in the office means for you as a developer. So you should get on Twitter right now, hit us up at DevUpPodcast, and let us know what's a fresh development day for me and for you.
Love to hear that. Getting into the why, Mike, as developers, would you agree your best work is done when you're fresh and inspired?
Yeah, when I have that new challenge, when I am ready to start, that is when I start doing my best, when I become gung-ho and just dive into it.
I totally, totally feel the same way. And it makes me realize that when you're working on a project, although every project is important because so are the clients, but another important aspect of work isn't necessarily the work itself, but it's the benefits that you as the developer, you as the professional growing your career, reaps from writing that code.
It's not the product, it's the method.
Yeah. That was a much more concise and
I was trying to think
articulate
of,
way of saying it.
I was trying to think of ways to phrase it, but it's the work you do to get there, not the end product.
Right. So in the end, it's all code. It's all sandcastles, right?
It's all sandcastles.
We talked about this two episodes ago in developingup.com/21, and you'll have to just go back and listen to find out what that metaphor means. But keeping things fresh and staying inspired, like you said, Mike, the method, this could look like code innovation. It could look like a new process or a team process. It could look like a new tool or framework. It's the feeling of accomplishment, and it's a new challenge, something unfamiliar.
Yeah, it's that feeling that I am learning something new. I am adding something to my development tool set. I am growing in some way that just makes it exciting.
You go home after a day in the office or after a day behind the computer and you feel like you are smarter than you were the day before.
I'd be curious to see how my significant other feels about this, because on those days, I feel like I go home and then I just blab about, like, oh, this new API I learned and how it interacts with this system. Let me tell you how it does. And I'm sure they're just like, uh-huh, uh-huh. That's cool. Good. Good yep. for you. I'm so happy for you.
It was better than just turning around and finding them asleep.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. So
ideally, Jake, I would say why we want to keep our days fresh as developers is that we need to find ways to maintain our motivation, right? Keep our energy and abilities innovative and flowing and at a constant rate.
Yes, Mike. Well said. I absolutely agree. I know that one of my memories of doing my best work is when I had a new project coming along and I was so excited about learning this technology. And like I said, also a little bit nervous about learning new technology because of the learning curve, but so excited that I actually went home and studied up on it in my own free time because I was so excited to do it work. And I just wanted to be able to come in when the project started and hit that ground running.
Yeah, I had an experience, Jake, where on a project, I had to integrate with a third-party service that provides product ratings and reviews to find out the system I was working in, the framework, there was no tool that already integrated with the service and our client needed it. So I was going to be the one to write this integration. And I was so excited to do it, like to figure out all those ways to integrate, to work with the API, to do the reporting, whatever. And I spent a solid week just jamming away on this code and producing this product that now it's an open source product, so other people can use it. And I was just so excited to be able to contribute that.
That's so awesome. Good job. And how good did that feel?
Oh, it was like when you get it working. And then in this project, we were doing agile. So it was sprints. And at the end of the sprint, the 2-week sprint, we do client demos. And to show the client, be like, hey, you want to see ratings and reviews for your product? Boom, there it is. Guess who did that? This guy. Top of the world. I'm sure they're just like, great, move on to the next item. But I was so proud of what I did.
It's not about the code, it's the method.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Yeah, I know we've talked about this a number of times before, Mike, but putting yourself in that situation of unfamiliarity or even sometimes discomfort, like you didn't know how those two tools were going to connect together. There was some unknowns there, some ground for you to uncover, but you just come out so much more on top afterwards.
Now, I would say for estimating that, I did not enjoy that part of it. And that goes back to, was that episode 21 or episode 20?
It was like episode 19 or 20.
I know what I should have it. Episode 18 was estimation, but the challenges of like coming up with that, because I had no idea what was going to go on. So it was all exciting.
Anyone's guess.
So you as a developer listening, you know, you may have some of the same experiences if you can think through your development history where you were really excited as a developer, what really motivated, what really revved your development engine, and trying to figure out how to capture that in your day-to-day interactions to keep it fresh.
Right. I think that's really the bottom line here is keeping things fresh, finding what you need to do to make your day exciting again. And not only just exciting again, but keeping it exciting thereafter. And we're always prone to falling into slumps, like we said. Like it's gonna happen, but getting out of it is the challenge. And perhaps now, Mike, we move into some ways on how to do so.
Yeah, I'm really interested, Jake, in how you keep your day fresh and some recommendations that we can give to our listeners on how to keep their development day.
Totally. So right before we dive in, I just want to underscore that there's really no silver bullet solution keeping your day fresh. What we're about to talk about, Mike, is just a couple of ways that work for us and are pertinent to our quote unquote office lifestyle. But what is going to work for you, the listener, is going to be different from what works for someone else. So just something to keep in mind. These are some ideas.
Yeah. How to get your brain percolating on how you can freshen up your day and keep everything new and interesting for yourself.
Exactly. So first one, without the sacrifice of disrupting your work-life balance, learning something new. And I think for a lot of people, this means learning something new after hours, after your work day. Particularly if you don't have the opportunity to do so during the workday. This could be a new technology or framework. That's often what I find myself doing after hours. And if this is not a possibility, then maybe you try to find new ways to do what you're already doing during the day, during the day. So I know, for example, for front-end developers, there's always a never-ending list of new methodologies and techniques that come out for example, writing CSS. And these are, if you're writing CSS every day, then maybe look at some of these new preprocessors or these new tactics of writing CSS. That's just one example. But bottom line, try to be learning something new.
Now, a good catalyst for this, Jake, for our listeners, if you go all the way back to episode one of Developing Up, where we talk about goals and how to set development goals and professional goals, that's a great way to figure out something you want to learn. So coming up with a dumb goal and breaking that into SMART goals, which gives you where you want to head to, what you need to work on to get there. And those can really help align with what's the next thing you have to learn to progress in your goals.
Right, because having that next step of progression is really a side effect of not stagnating. And learning something new is going to prevent you from stagnating. So that was a good point, Mike. Another way you could keep things fresh, and this is kind of on the same note of learning something new, if you really don't have the opportunity to be learning something new or the time to learn something new or even the flexibility to be learning something new during office hours, you could identify the repetitive work that you're already doing and delegate it to someone else. And this could be someone who is more junior for you. And the benefit here is that this gives them a challenge and gives them the opportunity to do something new. But in turn, it also frees you up to be available for something new.
Jake, I'd also add, if you are someone who doesn't have people you can delegate tasks to, like if you're finding your development day is filled up with these repetitive tasks that you have to do that are going to prevent you from having time to learn something new, you could turn those repetitive tasks into automated tasks, for example. Your developer builds some automated tools that take away that repetitiveness from you and puts it on, you know, a machine to do, and that frees up your time. That's the whole idea behind automation.
Yes. If you find yourself constantly doing something, find a way to automate it. I really like that. And that reminded me when you said that, Mike, if there is no one else for you to delegate something to and you're still not challenged, then you can always talk to someone and ask for more challenge. There's certainly nothing wrong with wanting to be more challenged. So talk to your immediate supervisor and see if there are opportunities in that regard.
Yeah, they may have insight into situations you don't and can provide you a whole different perspective on the work you're doing or how you could be working as a developer, what you could improve on, what they notice that you don't notice about yourself.
Right.
That comes back when we did an episode about like feedback. That's the importance of feedback as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
On the note of delegation, Mike, that's something we should talk about in a future episode. I think there's a lot to be said there. Yeah.
Jake, one of the other things you can do to keep your day fresh and to come up with these new challenges is surround yourself by new and positive people. You may find that you're surrounded by the people who do the same thing in the same way, which prevents you from being challenged by others. So perhaps, you know, if you're in a large company, introduce yourself to people on another team. We talked about the importance of office connections in a previous episode. Develop a new connection with someone gives you a different insight, someone who has a different orientation to what your business does. And that may change the way you perceive your work. And I think you have a story about this, Jake.
I do, actually. And this is kind of cool. In the company that Mike and I work for, we have had a digital media team for as long as I've been here. And they deal with a number of different digital media things, not all of which I understand personally, but they've always been isolated from the rest of the company. I find, at least for developers, we don't work with them a ton. However, I have made a recent office connection with someone on the digital media team in working together on some SEO integrations, and we've struck up a good rapport. And I've actually had the opportunity to share things about development. So they're learning about what we're doing on the development team. And I've also had the opportunity to learn a lot about what they do and how we could better integrate what they do on the development team. And this has been really awesome learning experience for both of us, but it's also creating a nice harmonious relationship between our team and even outside of the projects themselves and how that relationship is going to benefit the projects. We're also making office friends. We're making connections where our team bonding is strengthening. And that's a really beautiful thing in itself. And that helps keep my day fresh. There's someone new I can say hi to, someone new I can, you know, just chat about things with.
And that makes me think, Jake, like you found that opportunity to get a new perspective, meet someone new in the company. And that's something you have to do as a developer if you want to keep it fresh, is you can't just rely on new things coming to you, you have to go out and seek them. You have to keep your eyes open for when new opportunities come about, or create those for yourself. I have an example of this, Jake, where recently I've been involved a lot more with what we call pitch work, or meeting with potential clients, responding to requests for proposals. And what that's allowed me to do is that wasn't necessarily given to me. I kind of asked for that because it gives me a whole different perspective on the work I do as a developer, and it's a whole different type of challenge. And Jake, so I'm finding out, I'm learning from interacting with these new people in a new aspect of how the company does its business, really how development fits into there. It gives me a new perspective on the work that we do as developers and the role we play in projects. So going back to when I have to estimate tasks, all of a sudden I'm picturing this bigger perspective and all the work that already went into play to get me where I am. So I'm trying to learn different questions to ask, and that provides new challenges and just a fresh way to face my work.
It's also like a bigger perspective of how our team fits into the company and the rest of our overall project process, which is awesome. What I really like about that, Mike, is that you seek that opportunity out and you went searching for that responsibility, and that has provided you a fresh new aspect on your role as a manager here.
Yeah, it came from my wanting to help out my team and find them new opportunities and just how I could help in a different way than just writing code. Now, listener, you may be saying, Jake and Mike, that's great for you because you work for a bigger company who has all these teams of different people, but I'm a developer, maybe on a small startup with just a handful, like 10 people or less. How am I going to be able to do that? Because I have a lot I have to do. I know everybody already. I would say to that hypothetical question that I asked myself is, think of your job for someone else's position. Try to, you know, walk in their shoes. So you're going to have someone who's more client facing. You're going to have, maybe you're a back end developer, you're going to have a front end developer, and try to see your work through their eyes. Talk to them that way and gain a different perspective on the work you're doing. It's going to change the way you approach your work and make it fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really good question. And it's also a really good opportunity, particularly in a smaller company, to wear many different hats, which is something that you're going to need to do because your company is not at a size where it has many defined, isolated teams. Instead, you may have to do design and development. You may have to be pitching clients and writing estimates, and you wear a lot of different hats. So there's opportunity to try new things there.
Yeah.
So finally, Mike, one other way we have of keeping our day fresh is a change of scenery. And I think this is really important. This can mean a lot of different things too. So taking a break from your code, getting away from your computer, maybe even taking a walk around the office, taking a walk outside, getting a breath of fresh air, go to the kitchen area, shoot the breeze with someone, get a cup of coffee, share a laugh. Just ways of getting away from your desk and just making it so that you're not coming into work, sitting down, grinding away at your work until it's time to go home and then leaving.
That's sort of breaking up your day into chunks so you don't get too deep into what we've talked about, the development zone. So we've mentioned before having like personal task management systems, like the Pomodoro effect. So you're setting a 25-minute block, timer goes off, you're getting up, walking around, kind of restarting your internal clock to then sit back down and face the challenge with a fresh set of eyes.
Right, yeah, get the blood flowing, stay energized. Yeah, another way you could do that too is if you are in an office environment that has different areas in it. So maybe there's a common area, like the kitchen, and there's a table you could sit at. You could maybe bring your laptop there. If there's certain couches or lounge areas, you could go work there. And that's nice because you're getting away from your desk. You're getting out of your comfort zone, getting a change of scenery, and you're also likely to be closer or surrounded by people that you aren't normally at your regular desk.
Or even if you're, you know, like a remote developer who works at home, this could actually be physically changing around your office, like your home office, and just rearranging everything. And I remember when I was a kid, I don't know if you had this experience, Jake, but as soon as you moved your bedroom around, like if you put your bed in another corner of your bedroom, it was like a whole new room.
I totally know what you mean.
Yeah, right?
I loved doing that. Yeah.
It was all, what happened to me is my sister and I would go with our grandmother for a week in the summer, and almost every time we'd come back, our parents would have moved our room, like switched our rooms around, reorganized them. Coming back, it's like, oh, it's a brand new bedroom. It's so exciting.
I loved that. I would do that every year or two, and it was awesome.
So the same thing can happen as a developer, maybe, or if you're someone in a cubicle, you can't really move your desk, but moving things around physically to change their orientation is going to help change the orientation towards your work and kind of freshen it up. It's a brand new perspective.
Another thing that you just reminded me of, Mike, is that you were the one that started the standing desk revolution in our office. Mike started the standing desk. He got the floor mat. He got the desk frame, the desk platform. I don't know what you want to call it, but he started standing, and everyone else was like, I want to do that too. And I started doing it, not cut out for it, unfortunately, but I started doing it. And that was a fresh change of scenery for me. Like, I'm now standing at my desk. I'm keeping the blood in my legs flowing. It's little things like that that can keep you excited throughout the day.
And I've moved on from that, Jake. You might have noticed. So now not only do I stand at my desk, but I have a balance board that I stand on at my desk because it got too monotonous just standing at my desk all day. So now I have something that physically actively keeps me engaged and having to balance myself while doing my work. Fluid stance board. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes because I think they're awesome.
What's next, Mike?
I don't know.
You're going to hang upside down from the ceiling?
So there are... I don't know if I want to do it, but there are treadmill desks, right? Because that could be a little healthier. I don't know if it would fit in the way our office is oriented, or if I think they're expensive. Like, I'd have to legitimately buy a treadmill.
Yeah.
But there's constantly walking. I don't know.
Burn off the Dorito calories.
Yeah,
burn.
But I mean, a treadmill desk would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Then I could have more Doritos, Jake.
Yeah. I love it.
But so, doing things like that, like physically changing your environment, changing your scenery, as you said, Jake, is a way to just put a fresh spin on the work you're doing and make it feel new and revitalize your experience. And that changes your mindset and changes your work.
Definitely. Another thing that just came to mind is cleaning your desk every once in a while can go a long way.
Yeah.
Especially if you're messy like me.
Oh, and me too. Well, that's a sign of intelligence, Jake. So if you're messy, it's a sign of intelligence. Look it up. I'm going to put a link to the show notes in that too.
Cool. So yeah, those are the kind of four high level things that we came up with to keep your day fresh. And obviously there's an infinite number of these and they're going to differ from everyone else. So just to reiterate Mike's question from early in the show, what does a fresh day look like for you, our listener? And what methods do you use to keep your day fresh? We'd love to know. If you want to let us know, you can let us know at developingup.com/23. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. We're at devuppodcast. And you can also send an email to hello@developingup.com.
Yeah, give us some fresh perspective.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Uh-huh. And if you want to help Jake and I keep up with some fresh topics and ways to just challenge what we're saying to you and the information you're getting from here, we'd love the opportunity to change our perspectives based on the ratings and reviews you leave for us on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you thought of this topic and help us help you and help others. Maybe share this with a friend, a developer friend you have who's maybe you notice they're stuck in a rut and they need a fresh way to approach their development work. Share it with them.
Or if they come up to you and they're like, whoa, you're so fresh. How do you stay so fresh? You can be like, well, developingup.com.
Yeah. I think that does it for episode 23, Jake.
That does it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. It's been a great time, and we will catch you next time.
Next time.
Take care.